KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with Elliot Gould. From MASH and Friends to Ocean's 11 and its sequels, he's a prolific stage and screen actor, and we're very happy to have him here. Today, we're going to talk about songs that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Elliot, thank you so much for coming down.
Well, thanks for allowing me to be here.
What's the first song you got for us?
Oh, Had I a Golden Thread by Pete Seeger. It has great meaning to me since I'm an idealist. And this is all about idealism.
What led you to the path of Pete Seeger and folk music? Was folk music something that you were interested in?
No, I didn't know what folk music is or was, but it's so logical, and it's so pure, and it's so true. And to our culture, it's so American. And as I had said to several people, for me, my take on the American is that which has evolved from everyone else as in the infant of the rest of the world. When I said that to Mr. Alfred Hitchcock, he said, I accept.
Did you ever get a chance to say that to Mr. Pete Seeger?
We haven't met. But my feeling about music, you know, is we meet in his work. He's such a great, he's more than just a national treasure, but I'll accept him being a great American patriot. He's just phenomenal.
Oh, if I had a golden thread and needle so fine, I'd weave a magic strand of rainbow design.
That was Pete Seeger with Oh, Had I a Golden Thread, as selected by our guest, Elliot Gould. What's the next track you got for us?
While We're Young by Mabel Mercer. And that as well, anybody with a heart and a soul to hear the inimitable Mabel Mercer express and interpret While We're Young should be able to identify with it. And it's so moving to me and so synonymous with evolution.
While we're young, every day is spring while we're young. None can refuse. Time flies so fast.
That was Mabel Mercer with While We're Young, as selected by our guest, Mr. Elliot Gould. What's the next track you got for us?
Nature Boy by Jason Gould.
A relation, possibly?
He's my son, my first born. Uh-huh. Jason made a 70th birthday film commemorating his mother's 70th birthday and used and sang Nature Boy on it. So, of course, he and it means everything to me.
They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea.
We were talking earlier, I had mentioned I'm a bachelor, but being a DJ here at the station, to be able to share music with people by playing it on the air, in the context of a family, was that something that you did for your children? Did you share music with them?
Oh, that's a great question. Sometimes it's difficult to share with the next generations. You know, they're so much smarter than we are, and they know so much better than we do. And then it's really important for us to be able to accept ourselves and to come into a balance so as not to interfere with the next generations being able to find us within themselves. And that's where music is such a, more than a gift, is such an ingenious, it's nature itself. To be loved, to love and be loved in return. I mean, what is more than that?
This he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be.
That was Jason Gould with Nature Boy, as selected by our guest, Elliot Gould. What's the next track you got for us?
Jacques Brel is alive and well and living in Paris, and the one that I chose is next. There's no one like Jacques Brel. He's a poet. He's such a brilliant creative genius. And next represents the insult that life and human beings have in terms of our serving an establishment and serving values that may be anti-nature and anti-ourselves. And I find it so brilliant.
I was still just a kid when my innocence was lost in a Mobile Army whorehouse, gift of the army, free of cost. Next, next.
He's an interesting character in that he was also an actor, Jacques Brel was. It's interesting the connection between making music, performing music, and acting.
I didn't think of him as an actor. I thought of him more as a poet. I'm sure he acted, but he was, and as far as I'm concerned, is a force of nature. And one of the reasons I continue to act is that I love to play. And I had seen a transparent paperweight with a saying in it, a quotation, "The greatest artist in the world is an uninhibited child at play." And I subscribed to that. And then when I mentioned that to the late, great Herb Gardner, who wrote 1,000 Clowns, he and his wife said, "And Picasso." And I said, "Well, first of all, I didn't know you were a materialist, because I don't care who anybody is. And I love Picasso too, but I tell you what, you keep Picasso and we'll keep the child. Because as far as I'm concerned, without the spirit of the child, it's all meaningless." And then I discovered that Picasso was the one who made the statement.
"Since then, each woman I have taken to bed seems to laugh in my arms, to whisper through my head, 'Next, next.' All the naked and the dead should hold each other's hands as they watch me scream at night in a dream no one understands. 'Next, next.' And when I am not screaming in a voice..."
That was "Next," from the musical Jacques Brel is Alive and Well and Living in Paris, as selected by our guest, Elliot Gould. What's the last track you got for us?
Well, "Working Class Hero" by John Lennon. And I met him twice. I love his work, of course. And I think that his poetry and his writing is so right in the moment and pretty much how I think and what I feel. And as far as our socioeconomic basis, and we mustn't forget where we come from and who we are and what it is that we really represent, and not be blinded by superficial and material success. And I believe that John Lennon in his work really represents it brilliantly.
"They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. A working class hero is something to be."
Do you use music in ways to sort of prepare for roles? Is that something that you can use to get into another character, or is it all part of you that you just have to bring in your own taste?
I think that it's a part of us. It's part of anyone. I was blessed and privileged to be John Wooden's friend for his last 3 years. I wanted to meet him, and we met. And the first thing he said to me, I didn't know he had been an English teacher in Indiana, and he said the most important word in the English language, he said, is love. And the second most important word, and I thought I didn't know that there was another word, is balance. So, you know, yeah, music gives us a balance as to our feelings, as to our heart and soul as to sometimes meaning, you know, since I do believe that all meaning is abstract.
A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill.
That was John Lennon with Working Class Hero, as selected by our guest, Elliot Gould. Well, Elliot, I want to thank you so much for coming down and sharing some music with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a great experience, and I really appreciate it.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.
A working class hero is something to be.